lights lower, the reverend talks. And none of this is in their thoughts, only that they'll soon be gone and still feel lost. Like everything they thought is wrong, guessing it costs more, maybe too much, for a junkie and a whore to escape death's clutches. With just the love they give each other, each finding in the other hope they'll cope and recover. What could it be without life, but in spite, maybe they might get returned from the twilight to give a fight, and only consummation each figured and planned. Maybe an escape from fate's hands, so they dance, each thinking that by a stroke of luck they may get defeated. But the disease is kept eating, even the preacher can see it. Not surprised, he knows exactly why they both needed someone here, if only to be there when they died. As a kid were witness to what was inside, this time they showed everything the last night and held each other crying, weeping with each sentiment and wishing for some time to live another small life. But no one couldn't be right, even as husband and wife, as they lay naked, fading into the sunrise, holding each other, speaking with a sigh they said it, holding each other, speaking with a sigh they both said it. I know you, I won't take off alone, this time is for you, for us alone. Don't let go. There was a red wedding, nobody came. No funeral, the next day it came as usual. It seems cruel on some, things that can't be undone. Every little happening, a seed in the sun, reaching from to become. Only what you've known can be where you see it from. He's a fool to run who sees through it even once, stepping in tandem with the breeze of your love, reaching from to become, together and alone as we leave at least as one. It was a red wedding, nothing is free. Pay your life to be. Undone. Every little happening is seen in the sun.